Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. All right, we tried to, and hat tip to Bill on this one, bring you the people that are making the stories that we care about. So a few days back, we talked a lot about over in New Jersey, this issue would be among the most segregated schools in the country. And technically, some of the numbers here, I'm looking at some school districts like Camden, 99% minority. It says 1% white. Usually when it says that, it may not even be that. So that's a fact. But what is the remedy or what should be done? Well, a major lawsuit wants to take this apart, and we have the chief guys, a former state Supreme Court justice, as I understand it, state Supreme Court Justice Gary Stein joins us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Mr. Justice, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here with you.
Well, so when you put the word segregation out there, I know you want to puncture public consciousness and all that, but that's not just a denotative word. Connotates intentionality, or connotates Bull Connor or something like that, right?
No, it really doesn't necessarily. What we know historically, of course, is that before Brown against Board of Education in 1954 was decided, the southern states practiced segregation by law. So when I got to Duke University in 1950, the public schools in Durham were segregated mm-hmm. by law. Black children were mandated to go to separate schools from white children.
Mm-hmm.
That was segregation by law, and that was outlawed by the Supreme Court in Brown against Board of Education, decided, by the way, on May 17th, 1954, the day on which we filed our lawsuit. We filed it on the 64th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The segregation in New Jersey is segregation, we call it de facto segregation. It's segregation as a result of the fact that in New Jersey, children are required to go to school where they live.
Again, Mr. Justice, though, I would say, in my view, and I know what you're saying, you technically are right, but there's not intentionality. Or do you allege there's intentionality here to keep this practice up so that Camden only has 1% white students and Cherry Hill and places like that don't have a lot of minority students?
No, we're not alleging intentionality. What we are alleging is neglect. The state has been aware of this for decades. And whether it's intentional or simply the result of residential neighborhoods and kids going to school where they live, like in my hometown of Irvington, the breakdown is 85% black, 15% Latino.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the schools. But the result is the same. The damage to the children is exactly the same.
Okay, let me ask you about that now. Go ahead.
No, let me finish what I started to say. The damage to the children is exactly the same. They're deprived of an adequate education because the public schools in the cities are segregated by both race and poverty. And everybody understands that schools like that are not going to succeed.
Okay, now, fact, Abbotsford school districts, though, for example, now it doesn't include all, but a place like Asbury Park is spending $33,000 a year on a student. Isn't that compensatory?
Well, it may be compensatory, but it doesn't do the job. In other words, my court, when the 18 years that I served there, ordered that spending on the urban school districts that were the poorest had to be increased so that the children had a decent chance. But the problem is that the segregation isn't overcome simply by resources. The segregation is a fundamental flaw in the way we organize our education in New Jersey, and we can do better.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let's talk specifics. That sounds an awful lot like black kids can't learn unless there are significant numbers of white kids in those schools.
Not at all. Not at all. It's not race as much as it is poverty. The segregation is by both race and poverty. If you segregated poor white children in the cities, they'd have the same bad results.
Wait a minute, though, but I'm an educator, Justice Stein, and I would ask you this again. When you put in the money to compensate in Asbury Park, that's pretty pricey, $33,000 a year. I think that's the highest. Camden, I think, is at $28,000. Isn't that the compensation for poverty then?
Well, the resources are essential. And by the way, everybody should understand, especially your listeners, that New Jersey had turned its back on these districts for 50 years. From the time of the Second World War ending until our court intervened, those school districts were starved for resources because they were forced to rely on a property tax base that had disintegrated.
Okay, so, but we'll stipulate that. Now, let's talk, if we could, Justice, about remedies then. Your remedies, I'm not exactly sure, don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm not going to take from the text. I'll ask you, what remedies do you propose then?
The remedies are the remedies that have worked in other states and in other municipalities. A recent example, of course, is Hartford, which was sued 20 years ago in the Chef case. And the Connecticut Supreme Court ruled, as I believe ours will, that the statute that compels children to go to school only where they live is unconstitutional. But what's happened in Hartford is that in the last 15, 20 years, the state has contributed to the funding of 39 themed magnet schools, 19 in the city of Hartford and 20 in the inner ring suburbs. And those magnet schools, by regulation, are diverse because 50% of the children come from the city of Hartford. I visited those schools, and the other 50% of the kids in the Hartford magnet schools come voluntarily from suburbs and ride a bus as much as 45 minutes each way because the magnet schools are structured and organized and programmed to attract children from the suburbs.
Okay, now let me ask, what is wrong, and I see in here, and I suspect we may differ on this, with a voucher system, a charter school system. In other words, I believe there are two elements here to break this up. Allowing people to go to superior schools, because if they're not, they'll close. There's choice. The other thing is, societally, we're seeing tremendous progress on minority members becoming more affluent, better jobs and all that, and moving to areas that have better schools by their choice.
Well, that happens when you're financially able to
right,
move.
Right.
Yeah, but in a city like Irvington, over 80% of the children come from families with incomes below the federal poverty level. They're not about to be moving to Short Hills next year.
How about the charter schools / Catholic schools and the like? What's wrong with that?
The fundamental problem with the charter schools is they're segregated even worse than the public schools. We have in our complaint a chart showing the overwhelming segregation in the Newark charter schools. Now, some of those charter schools are doing good work. Some are not. But even the ones that are doing good work are doing it in a structure that's fundamentally flawed. You know, there's a national organization that supports diverse charter schools. There is no reason in the world why New Jersey's charter school operators can't change the structure of their schools in order to run diverse charter schools so that we don't have only black children or Latino children.
Why? Why would that matter, whether it's all white or all Latino or all black? And I live in a very diverse neighborhood, just for so that you know, if they're superior schools, if they're schools that are educating kids, fine. Why? What difference does it make?
It matters because America today is a diverse country, and all children, white children as well as Asian, black, and Latino, ought to be educated and interact and play sports and learn to live with people of other races, ethnicities, and financial backgrounds. It matters because segregation is wrong. 46% of first graders in America today are non-white. There is absolutely no justification, and that's what the Supreme Court said in 1954 in Brown.
Well, it's not there the same. It's not the same thing, in my view, Justice.
There is no justification.
Let me go back to the remedies. Okay. The only remedy I've heard so far you've talked about, I'm not saying only in a disparaging way, we've talked about the magnet schools that would draw kids voluntarily from the suburbs and all that. That seems fine, but it doesn't seem the thrust of your lawsuit would be all this just for that. Are there other things that you want?
Our complaint lists a half a dozen different remedies authorized by New Jersey statutes. Another remedy is an inter-district choice program that's been running up in Boston called Boston Metro for decades. There are a number of remedies. It's going to take a determined state government, after the court intervenes here, to adapt New Jersey to the various remedies that are out there. The city of Louisville, Kentucky, has had a diverse school system for 25 years after resisting it for a long time. And Louisville and Jefferson County are a wonderful example of a jurisdiction that has implemented a variety of remedies and successfully achieved diverse schools. It's doable.
Okay, well, you've given me two that are choice-oriented, and I'm always about choice. But would this mean getting rid of school district lines? Would it mean busing?
Not at all. Not at all. It would not mean that at all. It would just mean ending, taking down the barrier, the fence that says that you can go to school only where you live. That's a barrier. And if that barrier is removed, as I believe the courts will, there'll be a number of different remedies that can be used. For example, New Jersey has very high-performing vo-tech magnet schools. The trouble with them is that they have competitive admission exams, so that there's no allocation of space in those schools for children from the urban districts that may not be able to score 99% of their exams.
Wait a minute, though. But that's America. It's the best and the brightest goes to this.
That's not America. Those are public schools, and they have a response.
Wait a minute now. You were raised in Irvington, and I don't know what it was composed of then, but you succeeded and went to Duke. I was raised in South Philly in a diverse neighborhood, and I was able to go to the better schools, too. I didn't come with a silver spoon in my mouth either.
Yeah, well, Irvington was all white when I left in 1950, and Duke was one of the cheapest schools in the country. But I didn't have the disadvantage of being segregated and going to school with children who come from poor families. All of the kids in Irvington were lower middle class. It was a blue-collar home, but we had the opportunity to get a decent education. The schools today are organized in a way that are hardly comparable to the average school that I went to in Irvington in 1950. And I'll tell you something else. Durham, North Carolina, which is where I went from Irvington in 1950, which was segregated by law in 1950, is far less segregated than Irvington today. That's an embarrassment.
This proceeds now through the courts, and I'd have to concede, and I'll defer to your legal judgment, but based upon the New Jersey Supreme Court, yeah, I think they are going to go your way in some way, shape, or form. And the governor appears to be on board.
Well, that's because the statistics are overwhelming. You know, we're talking about 275,000 black and Latino kids. That's almost a third of the public school students in New Jersey going to school in schools that are more than 90% non-white. That's awful. We can do better. So it's not just the New Jersey Supreme Court. Any court confronting that kind of segregation, I'm sure, would react in horror at the fact that their state hasn't done better than that. And that's what I hope will happen in New Jersey, that we can fix this.
Justice Stein, thank you. Thanks for the time today. As this continues, we invite you back for updates anytime that you wish. I'd love to speak with you again. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.